23 hours.
Come on,
3 hours. Set to boost our security in Kuku compound. Nalolo Council conducts a due diligence on skills training institutions. And in African news, the UN says a Sudanese city had 6,000 killed in 3 days. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Kuku compound have welcomed the reopening of the Kuku police post, saying the move is expected to significantly improve the security in the area. The police post, which has now been handed over to the community for use, is anticipated to enhance police presence and help curb rising criminal activities. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mervis Banda said the reopening of the facility will help address the growing cases of crime within the community. Mrs. Banda has told Common Radio News that before the police post was reopened, the area experienced numerous criminal incidents and a noticeable increase in the number of drug users, commonly known as junkies.
Kuna tayami kila ma police post ya mna wasegula kuwa kuku kunu. Pamele kenza liko vali kapaja. Tesina vutika ma junkie fullu. Yonzo menya wantu kupoka wantu vintu. Manja hapa awe. Tayami kila wakapokola. Pamele wadero basi tako patro wagwira kuna gwira kwa wantu wenangu. Kutatwi vonsi hapa matilisefu kwa wana sekuwa sabi matenzali bokondwe la wantu. Awe government hapa isewe nisa. Apa manje vintu viche buna tuwe mikila chati.
Nalolo Town Council NTC has dispatched a team of officers to conduct a due diligence on skills training institutions in Lusaka that have offered places to students from Nalolo District to undergo skills training at institutions. A total of 6.9 million kwacha has been allocated under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, allocation to go towards the skills development bursaries. Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says so far 134 applications were outrightly approved for sponsorship under 2026 CDF allocation, by the Constituency Development Fund Committee, CDFC, which convened recently. Mr. Kandimba further says the institutions where the 134 will undergo skills training are Mongu Trades, Kawe Institute of Technology, Kaoma Trades, Moyo Youth Resources Center, as well as Lusaka Business and Technical College. Residents of Jack Compound have raised concerns over piling garbage in the area, citing non-collection by Waste Management Services. Speaking to Compound Radio News, Stephen Chivesa, representing the residents, has said the rainy season makes uncollected garbage a serious health risk. He adds that while the local authority claims to have engaged waste collection companies, they have yet to appear on the ground. Mr. Chivesa further notes that even wheelbarrow pushers who previously assisted with waste collection have stopped after facing arrests by authorities. He has since appealed for urgent action from the local authority to address the issue. A Lusaka resident, Precious Asaka Hundu, has called on men to open up and report gender-based violence, GBV cases, affecting them in their homes. Speaking in an interview with Compound Radio News, Mr. Asaka Hundu has said that many men fail to report abuse to the police for fear of being stigmatized by fellow men who may mock them of being beaten by their wives.
It is something that I've seen. I remember one time in Shindia Kusalun, I met this couple. The lady is in military force, and the guy is a businessman, and they're married. They even have kids. Now, the woman, the way she was, they were fighting on the road. The way she was kicking the guy, the slaps that she gave him, it was very embarrassing. The guy just walked back in the yard, Akomana Gate. You could tell to say this person is passing through a lot in the background, but no matter what they report for fear over. I'm less of a man.
Meanwhile, another Lusaka resident, Simon Tembo, has echoed similar sentiments, saying men often remain silent about being victims of GBV because they fear being laughed at by members of the community. Mr. Tembo says it is prudent for men to stop pretending and instead report such cases to the police, as keeping quiet may lead to emotional trauma or even loss of life when help is readily available.
If you are moon, I can get some Tima Yopa when you start report police because Tima Yopa, I might say, I can be or my neighbor's savvy. I might say, and I just report as well as a day, one man and a day, remember. So, Simanka also invests on money for if you are moon. But among us, I'm moon a foot, Stephen got and very unsony, put your neighbor and say, at him, but as well as any mania. Oro wanto zani waneramu wa polisi nkanda polisi zamba atinangawa ya kumeni. So the best way ni kuchita be reporti ku polisi because nga suna chite reporti wakazi na wewe wazati kupaya then wazati za kupaya bechi lipo wanto wangiwa na kupaya yu mishwaruza vonsi. So nkuchita be reporti ku polisi na wewe wa polisi wa waranganafu.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that we have some current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana, ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uzi valola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Ungankale, buwana wa mabuwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage,